Ed, last week, good morning.
Good morning.
Last week we were talking about bicycle, and we were talking about these five hidden sales weaknesses, and I guess what we're trying to do here with people, if we can help you not make one of those critical mistakes, because today everything's magnified, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Bicycle is one of those things that if you correct it, you can increase your sales results by about 50%. That's based on our research over the last 30 years.
So, now, you guys know what you're doing. Tell us about this award you got, December?
Yeah, we got a fabulous award. It's a national, basically it's a global award for the best, it's the gold medal award for the 2012 best assessments in the country. And it was awarded by our peers and other people that had actually voted online, salespeople. And we're really proud of it. And that's the assessment that we use when we're screening for sales candidates that are being hired, and also the same type of assessment that we use if you need to coach or develop your existing sales team.
So they can call you, or they can. There are a number of ways they can get this. You have a free sales candidate screening you're willing to let people try, right?
Absolutely. We have an opportunity for folks that if they have a sales candidate in their queue and they want to assess them and use this gold medal assessment, we'll be more than happy to work with them and get them a free assessment.
Real quickly, those five hidden sales weaknesses, what's that list again, just so people can kind of get a little primer here?
Yeah, well, the first one, of course, we talked about was bicycle. The second one on that list would be things like need for approval. The third thing would be money weakness. You have to be very careful about that aspect, unable to talk about money, things like that. Inability to control your emotions. And the last one is self-limiting beliefs, which is your mindset, things like people will say to themselves, it's okay if the prospect shops around.
So there you go. Now, bicycle's the one that we let's go a little, we've got a second or two to go in-depth on this one. Tell us what we need to know about this one.
Well, here's what you need to know. There's a 100% mirror correlation between how a salesperson makes a purchase and the behavior they'll tolerate from a prospect. So the challenge is to fix it. The sales candidate or existing salesperson has to accept that they have a bicycle problem. So first you got to show it to them, and then they have to accept it. So it's kind of funny. It's one of those that's easier to fix once they accept it.
Ah, but you got to be willing to change, willing to learn.
Absolutely, we do.
Ted, again, tell them how to get that free sales candidate screening.
Well, they can email me at results@gulasgroup.com and just put the free assessment, or you can call at 256-464-9046.
Thanks, Ted.
Appreciate it.
Talk radio for real life. Like us on Facebook.